Hey, this is Diana Zilli with DianaZilli.com. I'm here with Jessica, my daughter, and she just did the No Sugar Challenge. So how did that go?
I think it went really well. It was hard at first because I am used to eating sugar on a daily basis, but then cutting it out of my diet completely was a big change.
Yeah. So I remember when I introduced the idea to you, you were kind of, I don't know, apprehensive about it, but it was also like bribery because you wanted, what kind of nails were those? Some kind of fake nails. You wanted a trip to the nail salon, so
yes,
it was, let's make a deal, right?
Yes.
So thank you for being such a good sport. Now, how was it? I remember you were saying something about your friends and the feedback you got at school when you talked about it at school. So how was that?
A lot of people didn't think that I should be doing it just because it's not normal or it's just too hard. And I don't think they realized that it really wasn't so hard after the first week and that your body does work better without all that extra sugar in it all the time.
Yeah, it does. What were some of the changes that you noticed?
I noticed, first of all, that I was able to stay awake better because throughout the school day, I would normally start falling asleep several times and it started to become a problem. But as soon as I stopped eating sugar the same way I used to, I never had a problem with staying awake throughout the day.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me about the siesta in Spanish class, so that didn't happen anymore, did it?
No, it didn't.
And so, what were some of the dietary changes you made?
I would only eat fruits and vegetables and like granola and easier things than just sugar and candy and juices.
Right. Because I stopped buying anything that had any kind of refined sugar in it at all. We did a lot of label reading and replacing different foods. So you started eating more fruits and vegetables. And lunchtime was interesting, wasn't it? Because that was when your friends really noticed what you were eating and how it was different. I thought it was strange how unsupportive a lot of people were. Like, didn't you say they thought you were crazy for doing it, or they thought, oh, how are you ever going to make it?
Yeah, a lot of people did think it was weird just because on a regular basis for them, they ate so much refined sugar. And we didn't really eat that much to begin with, but I think cutting it out completely was something they had never even considered something that was possible, mm-hmm. just because it was so much of their daily lifestyle.
Yeah, isn't that weird? No, we had a pretty healthy lifestyle to begin with, like you said. And so the idea of giving it up completely really, in reality, wasn't that big of a leap. I think breakfast was probably the one challenge that you had because I wouldn't buy cereal anymore.
It was. So going, you know, a couple months without cereal, that was different. But I found ways around it, you know, eating mm-hmm. granola and fruit and juice for breakfast instead of the sugary cereal or bagels or oatmeal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got rid of a lot of that. And even the granola was a brand that didn't have any refined sugar in it. So
mm-hmm. a lot of V8 juice instead of just orange juice.
Right. Yeah. It was kind of fun, though, wasn't it? You know, you didn't think it was fun?
I guess it was fun. Like, losing a little weight.
Uh-huh.
It was hard the first week.
Yeah.
It was hard, I'll admit that.
Yeah. So what kept you going?
I think clean eating after that first week, it does feel really good. And I guess part of that good feeling comes from comparing yourself to others, seeing other people eating all that, and you kind of feel even better about yourself
mm-hmm.
because you're the one that can eat clean and not be tempted, and they're the ones that are still eating all the crap and, you know, saying, oh, you're crazy for that.
Uh-huh.
And they're crazy for that.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to show how much an impact it makes on people in their relationships. When you change what you're eating, it can really change how people respond to you, and it can also change how you think about yourself. So it sounds like you felt proud of yourself that you were able to do this challenge and really stick with it and find out it wasn't as hard as you thought it would be. And do you think you'll ever do it again?
I think I'll be starting it again in March when there's no holidays to be tempted around. But
yeah,
I'll definitely do it again, maybe with different rules, maybe something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not eating meat or not eating fast food,
mm-hmm.
and then eating sugar only on days that I work out.
Only on days that end in Y?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, we'll do it again sometime, so, but thanks for being such a good sport. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
That you did the challenge, and you learned a lot about yourself and what you're able to accomplish, right?
Yes.
Cool. All right, thanks, Jess. And thanks for listening. This is Diana Zilli, dianazilli.com.